You've heard us talking about the Building Institute and these classes that they're offering, and I'm just extremely impressed with the whole thing. And we've got Todd Johnson with us. Now, Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. We talked about this every year, and it's such an opportunity for a young person out there that can go and take classes at night, work in the trade that they're being trained in during the day, and actually have a decent job when they get through. Tell us all about that.
Well, you're exactly right, and the demand is really high. Our students truly earn as they learn. We get them hooked up with an employer just as soon as we can. Even though we're not a job placement service, we run the school. Right now, as we're going into this fall, over 50% of our students already have been placed with employers in the trade they're going to be trained in. And,
wow.
Our instructors at the school are they're either a journeyman or master license holder in the trade that they're training. They're coming in dirty for work, going into the school and training these young people at night in the classroom and in our lab. And like you said, Jack, it's just an overwhelming opportunity right now for a young person who's looking for a career and getting their life on track for something that can sustain them with a great living for the rest of their life.
And this is men and women, by the way, right?
Absolutely. We don't have enough ladies to meet the need. Our trade contractors are constantly looking for young ladies to come into the trade. And it's an opportunity for anyone.
I read something the other day about how many young people are going to college, and they had a list of the majors that you're just about guaranteed you're not going to be able to find a job after you get out of college. And that seems like such a waste of effort and such a waste of money. And my understanding is these trade jobs are just the need for the demand, I guess, for them is just extremely high.
That's exactly right. And looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics for our area in particularly, for the next 30 years, they're going to be in high demand. The other thing that we talk to our students about all the time is the opportunity for them to one day own their own business.
Sure.
Right now in the state of Kentucky with the licensed trades, we know that the average age of a plumbing or an electrical company is about 58 years old right now. Most of these guys don't have succession plans, and they're getting to the point where their point in their career, they're looking at retirement. So there's going to be, with the growth in the need and the aging of the population that owns these companies, there's going to be a great opportunity to be a business owner in these trades as well.
Man, that's exciting. Tell us how, I know that you guys are enrolling for September now because there's going to be a big demand in the spring. Tell us how folks get more information and enrollment.
Absolutely. Well, the easiest thing to do is to call Bruce Maybrier, who's our director for the school. His number is 229-6641. And you can find his number and all the information about the Building Institute at biacentralky.com. That's our website.
Todd Johnson, thank you very much for being with us.